Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And don't forget, we are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And just to prove that, Steve in Thailand has chimed in the chat room. And hello to Steve, and welcome back. He says he's been doing a bunch of honeydews. I get that. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital, ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers that are out there, the men and the women that are out there getting the job done. Thank you so very, very much for the great job you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. Yep, we're still on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab the same way. We're also on Parler when they decide to come back online again, at the Captain's America. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can send us a message off there. And if you can't hear the show any other way, go right there, click on the Listen Live link, dead center of the page, boom, you are there, listening to us just like you're listening to us listening on the radio. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello.
We have a situation in Afghanistan where not only, as we talked about, the young women that have been westernized and whatnot, that they are probably going to be, unfortunately, shot, murdered, and their bodies never to be found again, something along that nature, because that's the way the Taliban is. They don't try to repatriate anybody. They just kill them after maybe they get used, get done using them for whatever. But here's the other thing. 17,000 Afghan translators in Afghanistan are being left to dry, hung out to dry, and the military is trying to do something to get them out of Afghanistan, because that's another group of people that if they can locate them, they're going to just line them up and execute them.
The military is not working very hard at this. The Pentagon's, you know, this talk's a good game, but they're definitely slow walking it. Some of them have been working at trying to get their past approvals and whatnot into the United States, and the Pentagon is very slow at this. We have an obligation to these interpreters. But not all of them want to come, but, I mean, a good many of them do.
Yeah.
But they're definitely slow walking it.
Yeah, we promised them we'd take care of them as part of the deal, that we would see to it that they would be shielded from whatever, and that's just not going to happen once we leave. Now, Robert Gates, former defense secretary, he, under two presidents, he came out and made the comment, security assistance must continue in Afghanistan after we leave. Well, I think that's the understatement of the year, because there's a big report that you and I talked about that briefly, that the Taliban is just sitting there waiting for us to pull out, and when we do, they're going to go into Kabul and take control.
Well, they're not so much even waiting. You know, they're... They've gotten terribly aggressive. I mean, it's become kind of a nasty place. We did take one of our bases this week and pulled down our flag and and handed it over to Afghanistan. So, yeah, we're it's a bad deal all the way around.
So what are we going to do? Anything?
Nah.
I mean, I don't want to see us stay there for another 20 years, but we do need to have something going on to try to help with the security. And I'm not saying put a company or two of our people in there and leave them hung out to dry, because that would be a big-time mistake, in my opinion. But
the big thing is that what do we expect Afghanistan to do here at this point? We haven't had rules of engagement, you know, since Obama. So, I mean, if you're just going to be over there kind of like being Walmart greeters, then, you know, there's no point in it. But, and I'm not necessarily proposing that we be in full military hostilities, but I will say that, you know, where are coalition forces in allied countries? Well, you know, they get deployed over there in small numbers, but they're under no weapons. So,
what
do they all expect?
Shades of 1961 and 2 in Vietnam.
That's right.
By the way, what do you think about Jared Kushner, who's launching a group to promote relations between the Arab states and Israel? He's doing it on his own.
Well, I mean, he was certainly quite successful with the Abraham Accords so far, wasn't he?
Yes.
So, you know, if John Kerry can do it, no one seems to have an issue with Iran, then Jared Kushner, who's had major... Yeah, I would argue he's had major successes without sending pallets of cash.
Yep.
Let him do it.
Yep, and we're still waiting to find out about that deal where they've got the money that apparently was offered to get some of the people being held by the Iranians out. The United States is saying, oh, no, we don't have anything to do with that, but I have my doubts. All right, we'll talk about that when we get back in a lot more. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
From Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much there, Brookshire. And you'll hear her on the weekend, 7 p.m. right here on my flagship station. And, of course, her website is BrookTalksAmerica.com. Go over there and check out information about her over there and see what it is that she has to offer. By the way, don't forget, today, I will be down in Bradenton at Mixon's Groveside Cafe for our Have Lunch with the Captain series inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm Retail Store. And come on down, enjoy a great lunch, or come on up, or come on over, whatever the case may be, with a lot of like-minded people. And you'll be glad, that you did too. Because the food is good there, and it's going to be just a fun time. We always have a great time when we're there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
You know, when you look at what's going on here, we had quite a spirited conversation, question from one of our callers about why won't the Dems drop all the chatter about COVID? Things are getting better, aren't they?
Yeah, of course.
But they don't want us to think so.
Well, look, inside of the pandemic are a lot of other things that have happened. And I think the Democrats have figured out how, and I'm not just talking about at the federal government level, certainly at the state level, at the mayoral level, they have figured out how you can control a population and that they can wield their authority, you know, with wild abandon. And then there was all of the spending bills that went through the federal government that was approved, where you can grab all kinds of money. I mean, insane amounts of money, and then use a lot of that money to pay off and to pay for projects that have nothing to do with a pandemic.
Right.
So, they've learned some very interesting lessons here over a year. But it's remarkable to me that I haven't heard any Democrat speak to the consequences, known and unknown, because I think there are still some long-term consequences that have not been fully recognized with these lockdowns. The biggest one is the education of our kids in the public school system.
Oh yeah.
It has to do with small business. It has to do with rules and how recklessly governors and mayors were able to wield power that unnecessarily shut down small business. So I think that there's some takeaways that the Democrats and some of these power brokers, if you will, learned, and I don't think that they're going to forget them. I think they're going to, use them in a lot of ways. I mean, we're talking about evictions, we're talking about loans, we're talking about education, we're talking about, social or society and how we interact with people. The Zooms and the things that we found out, the relationships, crime has been a big part of this, so in lots of ways. So it's going to be with us for a very long time because of known and unknown collateral damage.
Now, I want you to put two hands on the chair and hold on tight, because I'm going to tell you something that's going to just frost you, I'm sure, being as how you play tennis outside, because this could apply to your sport. The CDC director has now, effective immediately, urged masks to be worn to prevent kids from heavy breathing around a soccer ball.
Well, the CDC guidance for kids that want to go to summer camp.
Oh, yeah.
That one's the most outrageous thing that I've ever heard of.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. The only time that you can not wear a mask is when you're eating or when you're swimming.
Or taking a nap.
Every other time, you have to, I mean, he's...
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, soon you're going to be wearing a mask on the damn tennis court because you might breathe on the tennis ball.
Well, there are some places.
Oh, no.
Where, yeah, not in Florida.
Oh, my
but,
God.
But, yes.
Jesus. Well, let's go to California for a minute. California is introducing equity masks because it discriminates against the gifted students.
You've got some, I forget which school it was, or state it was.
Yep.
That are eliminating advanced classes because it's not equitable.
Yeah.
I think that may have been reversed, that decision may have been reversed here, but, that's kind of going back to what I was saying. They were wielding power that it's remarkable. And some of these parents, rather than try and fight, because they have tried to fight and unsuccessfully, they just said, okay, we're packing up and we're moving. And they packed up and moved.
Now, this DHS secretary we got, I'm really not impressed with. How about you?
No.
He says, we should not see borders as lines that mark national boundaries and divide us. Talking about whether or not we should just have an open border. And, of course, his answer was yes, and then he answered it with that.
Well, I would say that somebody that's in violation of their oath of office, because we are to defend America and its sovereignty.
Yep.
So I would say on that is a good reason to have this cat removed.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I don't know what this is all about, but this came in late, and I didn't get a chance to tell you about it. But the European Union has backtracked on the massive trade deal with communist China. Do you know anything about the foundation there? What's going on?
I have not read it. I have seen it.
It just came out a little while ago.
What is happening here is that several countries and their leadership have rightly decided that they're going to take action of various forms against China, and they should. In fact, I would say in many cases they're probably taking more positive steps against China than the United States is. And least of which includes trade. But, you know, with the United States under the Trump administration and China signed a significant trade deal. So, it's about time that Europe started to pay attention and to do something meaningful, and I'm happy to hear it.
Okay, now Iran released a video. I don't know if you've seen it. I had a chance to just glimpse at it a little bit, and it's one of these propaganda things showing its forces blowing up the United States Capitol.
I heard about it. I have not seen it. So then the question then becomes, with that that's going on, why would the United States continue to be in back-channel talks with the Ayatollahs and the Mullahs and the foreign minister and whatnot with the Iran nuclear deal?
Yep.
I mean, we have also found, and it was reported yesterday, that Iran is actually harboring and protecting more al-Qaeda in their country than we knew about before.
Yep. And by the way, finally, Atlanta, a judge in Atlanta has ordered the police department to reinstate the policeman charged with killing the black man. Remember that year or so ago?
Yep.
Yep. He was vindicated. They said, put him back to work. Okay. We'll talk to you tonight. Same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go there, check out what she has to offer, FoundersCode.com. A lot of great articles over there, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vice President Kamala Harris will make her first trip abroad since taking office next month. Harris will travel to Mexico and Guatemala on June 7th and 8th, the White House announced on Wednesday. She's also set to meet virtually this week with Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador to discuss immigration. India has recorded at least 300,000 new COVID cases per day for the last 2 weeks, after adding more than 380,000 new infections on Wednesday. A top advisor to the Indian government also said Wednesday that the country should be prepared for more waves of infections. And two American men have been found guilty of the murder of a police officer in Rome. The pair admitted to stabbing the officer, but claimed that they had acted in self-defense. They received the harshest sentence allowed by Italian law, life in prison, and could be eligible for parole after 21 years. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two campuses to serve you, to train you, to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. And don't forget that you can take the tour. We'll tell you how to do that to find out more about them. But they're going to tell you more about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. The first one is up in Boston, just outside Boston, Massachusetts, in Concord, which is just outside the Loop in Boston, Massachusetts. So there you go. Now, that's the first one. Now, the second one is down here in Clearwater, Florida. Right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, you should give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, whichever one is closest to you. Now, you'll be able to talk to a student, you'll be able to talk to a teacher, you'll be able to talk to more than likely probably one of the administrators that handles the financing to find out about your post 9/11 benefits to get your college training there, rather, your education paid for you, as well as the pre 9/11. So either way, they'll be able to find out. That's veterans. Now, they'll also give you the opportunity to find out what a student loan is all about and how to go about doing that, because each one is different. So check them out by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. The number 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour and find out what they're all about, and you'll be glad you did. Well, the U.S. military has completed about 2 to 6% of the process of entirely withdrawing from Afghanistan, so says U.S. Central Command. They did pull out of one of our forward operating bases and turned it over to the Afghans. The flag ceremony and all that was recorded. I happened to see that on TV. Now, the Pentagon has also said it's tracking a large Chinese rocket, we've talked about this, that's out of control and set to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere this weekend, raising concerns about where and when its debris may make an impact and how it might make it. This could be serious, depending on what happens. Now, there's a lot of water out there where this thing could come down at, but it appears the Chinese have lost control altogether. Would this be a case where we would shoot this thing out of the sky? Maybe. To have it come down over the water and make sure that's where it would go? Maybe. Might be. We'll see. We'll see. I wouldn't put anything past our people right now. That would certainly teach a lesson to China and say, look what we can do. By the way, senior military officials are fairly close on a plan to add a reserve component to the Space Force, the head of the National Guard Bureau told lawmakers yesterday. Yes, they want to have a Space Force reserve. Now, Army Reserve leaders have halted a promotion to full colonel for South Dakota's Attorney General as they await the outcome of charges alleged that he struck and killed a man with his car while distracted at the wheel. We'll see how that plays out. And the head of the National Guard Bureau wants free health care coverage for every guardsman anywhere, calling it an issue of both strategic and moral importance for the military forces. We'll see how that plays out. By the way, in situations across the country, the military will provide a range of progress as a security measure for the base that we gave up in the volatile Helmand province, so says the Department of Defense. We'll see. By the way, thousands of Afghans are fleeing as fighting has erupted after U.S. troop withdrawal begins in the Helmand province. Fighting between government forces and the Taliban was almost immediately from the time the takeover ceremony was completed. The retrograde from Afghanistan is underway, with U.S. Air Force C-17s carrying equipment and other material out of the country right now. A regular group of flights have been seen taking off and taking equipment with it to parts unknown. Now, there will be militia threats, certainly, which is forcing U.S. contractors to leave Iraq and an F-16 base. Because in Iraq, they've got the same situation going on with the troops, some of them that are leaving. Now, the Iranian-backed militias have focused attacks on key bases in Iraq, prompting U.S. contractors to leave the Iraqi Air Force Major's F-16 base as the country's fighting Falcons are working to increase their capability to train and conduct airstrikes, according to a new report. And we'll see how all of that plays out in the days to come. Now, U.S. Navy and Air Force spy planes flew near North Korea several times in recent days. Pyongyang has condemned Washington's North Korea policy, and the latest satellite imagery showed activity at the Nampu shipyard, where they have been known to build those big carriers and other ships out of there, submarines too. Now, the U.S. military forces in Europe started an exercise that will put 28,000 troops from 26 countries near the Russian territory for over 6 weeks, with a focus on the Balkans and the Black Seas region. Also, the U.S. kicked off one of its largest Allied military drills in Europe in decades with the amphibious maneuvers in the Atlantic Sea that hearkened in escape and scale to the beach landings of World War II. Wow. 10 new cases of COVID-19 also have been reported at the U.S. military base in Japan. That's not bad when you consider how many people are there. U.S. intelligence agencies are warning that any gains in women's rights in Afghanistan made in the last two decades are now totally at risk as U.S. troops withdraw later this year. Now, we've told you that. We've told you that the two people who are in big trouble in Afghanistan right now and will be hunted down and more than likely killed are the women that have been westernized, number one, and the interpreters and the people that were working with our units, number two, some 17,000 of them. They're going to be gone by the wayside. Hopefully that's something that they can remedy. Hopefully, somehow. And again, as I said, make no mistake about it, the Taliban is going to curtail any women's rights by the Afghani women. They're just going to stop it right in its tracks because they don't treat the women the way the rest of the world does, the free world. And a top commander at U.S. Space Command said it was time to establish a deconfliction channel between the U.S. and adversary countries to ensure the safety of operations in outer space. I don't know exactly where they're going with that, but I guess they want to have a TV channel similar to Space Truck all the time up there. Who knows? We'll see. We'll see soon enough. Now, don't forget that Robert Gates is once again surfaced. Of course, he's written a couple of really good books on the topic, but former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates has said that he's open to the idea that security assistance must continue in Afghanistan, and we must have some sort of presence there to guarantee the wholesale slaughter of people that we think is going to happen doesn't happen. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Chris Markowski coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Edwards is coming up in about 20 minutes. You want to listen to him and what we have to talk about there. In the meantime, right now, the Watchdog on Wall Street will be with me after I tell you about Moss Acura. Let me get this one right. Moss Acura. M-A-U-S is the word Moss. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever. And the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that has made this by far and away the great SUV for this year and the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body and a wishbone suspension. A 345-horsepower engine comes standard, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats, front seat massagers. And, boy, I'm telling you, that really feels good if you had a hard day doing whatever. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they honor those that have served the country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan at mossacura.com on the web. That's mossacura.com on the web. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. Hey, listen, Joe Biden says he's open to a compromise on a corporate tax hike rate.
Open to you've got to be open to compromises everywhere because, you know, more and more people are starting to say that this is just patently absurd. You know, the proposals that he's put forward, it's a negotiation. Like everything else, he puts out this ridiculous number out there, and then it's going to have to come way down to get everybody on board with this. Because, again, you're talking about tax rates, which the reality is that they're confiscatory. They are. And you're not going to get all the Democrats on board to even sign off on this, even though they do a much better job of holding the line together as a group than Republicans do. But again, you know, that's also the unfortunate problem with our political system today. It's all about your side. It's all about your party. And these branches of government work together when they shouldn't. They should be working to check and balance one another. That's what the founding fathers wanted. And Congress basically just takes its cue from the president. You know, if there's a Republican president, Republicans do what the Republican president wants, and vice versa.
Well, you talked about Joe Biden and some ridiculous numbers. Here's one for you. A fact check was done. Joe Biden falsely claimed the $2.3 trillion bill creates 16 million jobs. No, it doesn't.
If it created 16 million jobs, we'd have to, man, we'd really have to start bringing a lot of illegals into the country, that's for sure.
No kidding.
We can't fill the jobs that we have now because everybody is sitting on the sidelines. Unemployment is 8 million plus less than it was pre-pandemic. So, a lot of this stuff, 16 million jobs. How? I know AOC wants to do her stupid climate core. She wants to all of a sudden create a 1.5 million no-show jobs, basically,
right.
More government work. I mean, it's nuts.
Yeah, but that's only for $10 billion.
it's just a drop
in a bucket, right?
Well, yeah, give entrepreneurs access to that type of capital, small business owners, and see what they do with it.
Well, I got a better idea. How about if we quit paying them that $300 extra bonus per week to sit on their butts and do what they did in Montana? The governor of Montana says, nope, we're going to do away with that right now. We're going to take that money, that COVID money, we're going to use it for something totally different. They're going to give them a one-time $1,200 check. After they go back to work and doing whatever sort of job they were doing, and that'll be for the first month, that'll be their bonus period for the year.
Yeah, I think it's the way you have to handle it. I think it's very bright. You have to at least hold a job for a month. And also they put in the fact that if you want to apply for unemployment there, you have to prove that, you know, you're actively looking for work.
Right.
And you have to show that. I mean, I don't understand why that's asking too much. I mean, that was basically a lot of what the 1996 welfare reform is about that we're slowly but surely trying to get rid of.
Yeah, and it's been done that way for years. I can remember, you know, if you wanted to collect unemployment, you had to go try to find a job. That was part of it.
It's just people finding ways, you know, they recognize, I don't like this job, whatever it may be, and they're finding ways to get themselves laid off. So they can collect unemployment.
Now, I want you to feel really good for today. Janet Yellen said that she's not predicting nor recommending a federal tax hike. How could she possibly stop it?
She's not recommending a federal tax hike?
Right.
I think she is. I've heard her come out and actually basically say those exact words. Is talking about the need to have taxes go up. They're working together trying to raise the minimum corporate tax rate for the entire OECD country list there, forming a bit of a cartel. So I don't know what she's talking about there. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
She's back and forth. She's almost like Fauci, for crying out loud. She's got Fauci disease.
Well, there's a new Fauci action figure out there. If you want to go buy one, it's available. Anyway, not really. Anyway, our Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is signing a budget which will include a $1,000 bonus for the police and first responders who have been working their you-know-whats off through the COVID pandemic.
Listen, bonus for first responders. I don't have a problem if they have the money for that. I mean, this all sounds well and good, but again, we have to come up with the money for all of these things that we have going on. And you know, we're starting to talk about some real money right now with all of this spending that they keep proposing.
Well, there's always Bill Gates. He just shifted $1.8 billion in stock to his wife, Melinda, who is soon to be his ex-wife, on the day of the divorce news.
What's $1 billion amongst friends, right, or exes? it's not like he doesn't have the money. It's not like he could even spend the money that he has in his lifetime. And again, it's not so much money. He once again, he transferred stock. And this is one of the things that people need to understand. Melinda wants that money. She's got to find a buyer for that $1.5 billion in stock. And again, that's part of it. And this is why a lot of these executives, the entrepreneurs that actually found companies, they're on sell programs where they sell little bit by little, and that's what they live on. Bill Gates, I don't think he took a dollar salary when he was running Microsoft.
Yeah, I believe you're right. By the way, it seems that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo made a comment yesterday that the theaters on Broadway will be back to 100% seating come September.
Jeez, I don't know how they're going to hold out until September. I really don't. You think about the businesses in that part of Manhattan.
They're gone.
I don't see it. I don't know how that's going to open up again. And I think a lot of people still, even after the fact, I think they've kind of been there, done that. I'm surprised, you know, other areas around the country should kind of almost develop their own theater districts and try to, you know, encourage people to if that's what they're into, to travel and go see productions there. And I know down in your neck of the woods there in Florida, Sarasota's big with that. Even Tampa's got.
Right.
And St. Petersburg have a couple really nice theaters. Listen, I don't see it. I really don't. I don't see how these areas are going to survive that long.
Now, the United States Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Gary Gensler is signaling there will be new rules in the wake of the GameStop frenzy. What's he talking about?
I don't know. It beats me. They always say that there's going to be new rules, but you know, they write rules on top of their rules on top of their rules. And, you know, let's just go back to the, George W. Bush after the dot-com collapse, and they passed Sarbanes-Oxley and thousands and thousands of pages of regulation. You get Dodd-Frank, thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of regulation, and nothing makes any sense. It's all written in gray. You know,
yeah.
It's amazing. It's like, Moses came down from the mountain with a couple tablets with 10 rules that pretty simple and pretty easy to understand. Why couldn't we do the same thing with securities rules?
To be continued. And tomorrow we'll talk about why the Small Business Administration has run out of COVID-19 relief programs for money for the small businesses. I'll see you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Check him out.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.